My dear listeners, welcome to episode 100 of the Budget Minded Traveler podcast. I have so been looking forward to this, counting down. I told you it would be a milestone, and it is. And here we are, 100. Before we start, go get a drink, please. Doesn't matter what it is, although alcohol is preferred. But if you can, get a drink because there will be a toast later in this episode. 100 episodes ago, I started the show off with a solo episode, just you and me. And I'm going to do the same thing today. I have some things I want to share with you and a story to tell you. And I also have some pretty big news to announce regarding this podcast, which makes me a lot nervous. But one thing I've learned through producing this podcast, through the messages that I get from you, is that I can be open with you guys and speak my truth and experiment with new things, even when it's scary. And you guys are still here supporting me and the show and tuning in, which gives me so much confidence. This is definitely a two-way relationship that we have here, regardless of the fact that I am sitting alone in a room right now with my microphone. So here we go. I have a confession, a behind the scenes confession. I actually scripted out this episode today because I have particular things that I want to say in this important episode. And normally I don't script. I definitely don't script my conversations. And if I do script something, I'm pretty sure you can't tell. At least I like to think that you can't tell. But I'm just saying straight up that this time I definitely scripted this. Fun fact, but I'll try to make you forget that now. So when I started this podcast 4.5 years ago, it was April of 2014. Actually, technically, it was the end of March. Details. I had no real expectations because I had no idea what it would end up looking like, or if people would listen, or if it would be quote unquote successful, whatever that means, or even if I would like it or want to continue doing it, or if it would be a bust. I just had no idea other than that I had things I wanted to teach and share about regarding travel. I had something to say, and that was enough to get started for me. And I started it because people that I respect and look up to who have been in this industry much longer than I have told me that I should and that I'd be good at it. And so I just took their advice and figured it out. When you launch a podcast, there is a ton of stuff to do upfront for it, like design cover art, an intro with music if you want it, come up with tags like a title, subtitle, author info, all these things. And then, of course, you have to find an audio file host and set up the entire back end so that you can have an actual feed, which is what you use to submit to iTunes and all the other places that that feed should be syndicated. And I know that I've already lost some of you just with that. And then if you also want it to show up on your website, you need to design some sort of plugin to syndicate that feed to the blog pages, show notes, or wherever you decide to put it. Not to mention, you got to have a mic and recording software, and you need to be able to create the shows in the first place. And then if people like it and want more of it, then you need to keep creating and editing and tagging and uploading and publishing, etc. It is a lot of work, especially when you are a one-woman show. And I started without help. I didn't have an editor. I didn't have a setter-upper of all the things. Just my own determination, really, to do a good job, and two really helpful tutorials from people who have gone before me in podcasting. And 100 episodes later, here we are. So I have a story to tell you guys today. This episode, some of you might have noticed that it's a little bit late, and that's because I've just been on a month-long trip to Europe. And the day that I was supposed to record and publish this episode, episode 100, such a big deal, I found out that my podcast had disappeared from iTunes. I don't know if you guys had even noticed that. It depends on, of course, where you listen to it, but I totally freaked out because it wasn't there. And it, long story short, is iTunes has changed a few things in the way that they are now titling and subtitling shows, and a whole bunch of shows, including mine, got caught in the crossfire of that. And so I had to deal with all of that. But you know, this is where I want to tell you this story because it really made me think about the timing of that happening and my news that I'm about to announce on this show and publishing episode 100. It really made me think about the life of the show, you know, and I thought the timing was just so coincidental. Like, why would this happen on the day that I'm supposed to publish episode 100? You know, I mean, I was sort of paralyzed by this for a minute, you know? And so right after that, I did get it sorted and the show was back up in like a day or two. And nothing was lost. Everything is the same. It's all fine and dandy and good. In fact, you might not even have noticed anything, which is great. But it really challenged me to think about, you know, what I was doing with the show and where I wanted to go with it. And, you know, am I certain that I want to keep doing it? I mean, you guys know that I've had breaks in the last couple of years, that I've taken a couple of breaks and I always come back because you guys are the ones who always really encourage me to come back. I mean, your messages and comments are so incredible. And now that I've started leading my own group trips, and most of you guys who come on those trips are podcast listeners. And so it's such an incredible thing to me to have this show and to have an audience like you who's real and shows up to Patagonia and other corners of the world to travel with me. And it really made me realize, you know, I really want to keep this show going. And so that's why there was just a couple weeks of a break right there because, of course, right after that, I went into a super busy couple weeks of travel in Italy. And I'll tell you guys about that in just a minute. But basically, you know, it helped me realize how important the show is to me. I know that it's important to you. And so thank you for expressing that to me. Those of you who send me messages and leave positive reviews and, you know, reach out to me and comment on Instagram, whatever. Thank you for that because you are the reason that the show will go on. Before I continue, I have to point out that I realize this might be the first time you're ever listening to this show. And I think that that just might be a strange time. I mean, welcome to the podcast. It might be a strange episode to be listening to for the first time though. So I would encourage you, if this is your first time listening, to listen to some of the other shows maybe before you decide whether you want to keep going or not. Because I feel like this is sort of it's a special episode, episode 100. It's quite a milestone and I want to take a minute to talk about some things. And so I feel like this is sort of like a family meeting almost. Not a meeting, that sounds a little bit too formal, but just kind of a reflection over the last 100 episodes and where the show is going. And so if this is your first time listening, I would invite you to keep an open mind while you're listening to this episode and then go check out some of the other ones. I mean, I'm going to mention a few other episodes within this show today. And so maybe you could start there. Or even with 99, some of my favorite travelers were in that one. And so, you know, this is just kind of a personal one. And so thanks for bearing with me and for listening through this. By the way, I shouldn't have told you that this was scripted because it's really not. Like the last 5 minutes probably was definitely not scripted. Okay, so recently, and you guys probably have heard me say this already, but recently, this show surpassed 1 million downloads, which is a milestone in itself. Super awesome. And on the day that I found out that this show surpassed 1 million downloads, I shared a post about it on Instagram. And a lot of you guys reached out to me and commented. And that was so awesome for me. And as I am reflecting on the show and sharing some stories, I hope you wouldn't mind if I share some of those comments in honor of what this show has done since its inception, since that day when I had no expectations and had no idea what it was going to do. Here are some of the things that you guys have to say about it. And I'm not going to share names. I'm just going to read these. I love your podcast. I learn something every time to make traveling a bit easier, packing easier, or to have a better experience. And you've made some long drives go by faster. Thanks for all the info. Thanks for letting us be a part of your journey, and thanks for helping me find the journey spirit when I needed it. Well done and well deserved. Congrats. I always enjoy listening while on the bus or train or plane or somewhere new. Here's to a million more. Awesome milestone, Jackie. Glad you've stuck it out for this long. I know it's a lot of work. Congrats. I've always wanted to travel and your podcast really gave me that extra push to actually do it. And now I finally got my passport. Good for you. Felicidades, Jackie. You are an inspiration and love, love, love your podcast. You make the interview so entertaining and your laugh is so contagious. Thank you for saying that because I get self-conscious about my laugh sometimes. I'm so glad I found your podcast. From the first episode, I felt like we were kindred spirits. Italian and Spanish majors unite. Woohoo! Congratulations, Jackie. The Budget Minded Traveler is my favorite podcast. I can tell you deeply care about spreading the wonder, magic, and growth that can only come from traveling the world and opening oneself to new cultures, food, and experiences. I appreciate you, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for you and this impressive brand that you have created. Best podcast ever. You are so inspiring and my travel goals keep increasing. Thank you for your work. It has changed my life. You got this. Your podcast changed something in me and made me stronger. I first listened to your podcast 2 years ago this fall. You helped me find the courage to solo travel internationally and change my life more than I could ever imagine. Thank you so much and please keep it coming. Congratulations, you gave wings to my dream of traveling. Always loved the idea, but got the courage to do it every year now with my family. So thank you for your time, stories, ideas, encouragement. Keep on traveling. Muchas felicidades, Jackie. I love your podcast. It is the best. Thanks so much for all the work you put into recording it, editing it, and getting awesome guests. And thanks for coming back from all your podcast breaks. Thanks for all the traveling and life inspiration you give to so many people. And finally, I have to read one more. Told you that you are a super granddaughter with good reason. Keep doing your thing. Love, Gran. you guys might remember her from episode 48. Thanks, Granny. That's my grandma. She's in Vermont. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys for just saying that. It's so encouraging to me to hear that coming from you. And that is exactly why we have episode 100 today and that we will have episode 101 coming up here. You know, another little secret here. I don't know if you guys ever saw this, but my very first review on this podcast ever, meaning like 4 days into the show, was really mean-spirited. And the guy who wrote it, actually, I don't know if it was a guy, was basically making fun of my voice. And I wanted to crawl under a table and never come out. And so I'm really glad that I did not let that troll put an end to all of this. This is a collective adventure. And I'm so glad that it was able to, that it has been able to transform and become what it is and produce comments like that. That's insane. Thank you guys. You are seriously the greatest. I cannot express that enough. All of these comments just make me say wow over and over and over. So thank you. You longtime listeners out there know that my life has not been a smooth ride throughout the life of this podcast. We've been through a few breaks and have worked through some changes. Listen to episode 63 if you have no idea what I'm talking about. Since the start of the show, I have completely changed my life. I went full-time nomadic. I started another blog, Traveling Jackie, and I've started organizing and leading my own trips as well, which is a long-term dream come true for me. And if you've been on one of them, you have experienced the same magic of these group trips that I have. And that is something I want to continue doing. A lot of what I do for my work and a lot of my life has changed in huge, huge ways since I started this show. I believe change is good and I'm in a good place now. It's just a different place than before. 5 years ago, when I started the Budget Minded Traveler, I was super poor, but still traveling a ton on the cheap, wanting to share with others all my secrets for how to make it happen and inviting guests on to share their secrets. And my overall goal through all of it was to inspire you and equip you with the practical tools that you need to travel abroad sooner than later. And I feel like I've done that. We've covered so many topics in these first 100 episodes. If you have a question about logistics of travel, it's probably answered somewhere. And this is where I get into my big news. No drum roll. Actually, there should be one, but I'm not having Hayden edit this episode. So you can do your own drum roll for me right now if you want to. I'm changing the name of the show. This will be the last episode under the title The Budget Minded Traveler. But the show will go on. Starting with episode 101, it will be called, maybe this is where the drum roll should have been, Jump with Traveling Jackie. Since day zero, my goal has been to get you off your couch and into the world. Since day zero, I've been talking about taking the leap and making it happen. And very fittingly, since I honestly cannot remember when, but very much prior to day zero, I have been doing my signature jump photos. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go to travelingjackie.com/trips and you'll see like at least like six of them. I used to do them alone, but now I get to do them with you guys when you travel with me, which is so super fun. So in a nutshell, Jump is meant to shake things up. It's meant to inspire movement. Get up, take a leap, take a literal leap with me if you come on one of my trips. Just move and make it happen. Go see the world, go for it. Jump. I love the simplicity of it. I think it speaks to both men and women. And bonus, everyone knows how to spell it, and I don't have to point out that there's only one L in Traveler. The tagline for Jump is going to be inward, outward, onward. And more of that will be explained further along as I sort of develop more that's going to happen under this name of Jump, which I'm not necessarily ready to share everything at this moment. But the idea is that travel is about yourself, self-reflection. It's about reaching out to those around you, and it's about moving forward. And so the theme of the show is sort of going to fall under all of those things, including, you know, all of the same great topics that we've already covered in the past. We're going to continue with all of that as well, just under this new name. So like I said, there is more that I'm going to be doing with this brand, with Jump, down the line, most of which I'm not ready to announce yet. In fact, even just announcing this is scary, knowing that, you know, I can't change the numbers. 100 is coming, and I decided to do it at episode 100, and it's like, it's here, and I don't... It's scary. So thank you for allowing me to share this with you guys. I'm not ready to announce this yet either, but I'm going to anyway, because there will never be a perfect moment. So I'll just go ahead and share that I'm also branding my trips to be called Jump Trips. And once I have a website and a logo for that, I'll share more of all of that with you. In the same 1 million downloads post on Instagram that I was talking about, one of you guys commented, "You're a testimony to the power of taking action instead of trying to learn and research everything up front." And I loved that because I feel like a lot of what I do is exactly that. Entrepreneurship is a crazy arena. When you're your own boss, there isn't anyone to tell you what's right and wrong for your next step, to reassure you that you're doing the right thing, to give you direction, etc. I am making all of these decisions and I feel responsible for a lot and a lot of people, i.e. you. You guys look to me to keep creating and keep things moving. So it's a super intimidating arena to be in, although I'm definitely up for the challenge. I don't want changing the name of the show to be a big deal because it's still my show. It's still me. It's still my content. But shaking it up and breathing new life into it is something I need to do with this show right now. I've actually been considering a change for a while. And the change was either going to be a change of name or it was going to be stopping the show altogether. And I think I know what your vote is. So let's shake it up and move forward with a new name. So what can you expect with the new name? It's really pretty much going to be the same thing as before. Honestly, I'm still traveling. I'm still interviewing people about subjects that I find interesting that I think you'll enjoy too. That's always been my process. It's still the same me asking questions. And generally, it should still be the same travel-inspiring content that you've been listening to for 100 episodes now. And also, about halfway through the show, I put out a listener survey. If you were one of the ones who answered that, thank you for that. And one of the answers that I kept getting for the question, what do you want to hear more of? Was that you were interested in more of my travels because I'm constantly traveling, yet you're constantly hearing stories from my guests, which is great. But I get it. You're also curious about what I'm doing too. And I loved that. And I think it makes sense. And so I want to share more of that with you. And on that note, I'm currently at home in Montana, which is going to be, yes, my home base going forward. I'm slowing down my nomadic travels a little bit. I might even be getting my own place here pretty soon, which is exciting. I just returned from a month-long trip in Europe, like I told you, which was half work and half play. I started in Hamburg, Germany, visiting my German sister. She was a foreign exchange student in my house when I was a senior in high school. And we still keep in touch and try to see each other as often as we can. So I was in Hamburg visiting her and her family because she has three kids now. And then I went to Berlin for a night and then Leipzig for a night to visit my friend Steph. You guys actually should remember her from way back in episode 17. She's been living in Germany for like 11 years. And then I went to Oktoberfest in Munich for my fifth time in the last 10 years. You might also remember me talking about Oktoberfest back in episode 14. But some good news there, I'm actually going to record a new episode with my friend Anya, who is Bavarian, which pretty much means she's an expert at Oktoberfest and beer. So we're going to get her on the show to talk about our recent experience there together. That's coming up in the next couple of episodes. And after I went to Munich, I went to Switzerland for a week of cycling across the Swiss Alps. Yes, I did. With biketours.com. You'll remember that I did a tour with them in Portugal and one in Austria. We talked about that in episodes 90 and 91. This time, my friend Carly came with me and I actually met Carly at a BMT meetup in Colorado last summer. And since then, she's been to my women's retreat in Ecuador. She's been to Jordan and she's coming to Patagonia with me this week. And now, of course, she's been to Switzerland too. So I think it's so cool to be able to make connections and friends like that. So anyway, Carly and I also recorded an episode where we chatted about our cycling experience over the Alps. So that's coming up as well. And then finally, I went to Italy to attend my fourth Adventure Travel World Summit. So I spent 4 days in a little town in Tuscany called Monte Catini Terme. And I also spent 4 days on the island of Elba. And finally, I'm back home. It feels so good to be here. But so I'm probably going to do an episode about my experience on Elba as well, because I went scuba diving for the first time. So I kind of want to tell you guys about all of that. And then this weekend, I'm heading back down to Patagonia to lead my third group trip down there. We're spending 10 days trekking in southern Patagonia, both Chile and Argentina. And I know that magic is going to happen there. I cannot wait. And I also would like to hopefully do an episode on that. And so just to give you an idea of what my travels look like and what maybe we can expect from some conversations around that going forward. So my point is, I still have so much to share on this show. And most of all, I feel like this change will give a new energy to me for producing this show. And you guys, that's important. So grab that glass. Let's raise a glass to the Budget Minded Traveler podcast for kicking ass as long as it has. And for the grace to make positive changes and move forward as we all must do in life. So here's to jump. I hope you'll take this leap with me. I know that was cliche, but I'm owning it. So here, cheers, clink. Some important housekeeping notes. The rest of the Budget Minded Traveler brand will remain completely the same. It's just the name of the podcast that is changing. So the blog, thebudgetmindedtraveler.com, the community on Facebook, the Instagram account, everything else that is the Budget Minded Traveler is still exactly the same. And you know what? You can even still call the podcast by the same name if you want, because the first 100 episodes will still and always show up as the Budget Minded Traveler. Also, the feed of this podcast is still the same too, which in normal speak means there is absolutely nothing that you have to do to keep listening. When a new episode comes out, it'll show up in your feed as long as you're subscribed, which I hope you're subscribed, right? If not, please hit that subscribe button. And then episodes will continue showing up for you like normal. They'll just start showing up under the new name and artwork, but it's the same feed. It's the same me, or maybe it's a bit of a new me, but either way, new name, that's it. Onward we go. I would appreciate your feedback. I want to know what you want to hear more of going forward. I still want this to be a helpful and inspiring show. So feel free always to communicate with me. Instagram commenting is the easiest way to do that. So if you're not already connected with me on Instagram, find me there at Traveling Jackie with one L and comment on a photo because I respond to all those comments. Okay. I have been talking at you for 25 minutes now. Thank you for letting me share all that with you. Thank you for sticking with me for all this time through the ups and downs and changes and adventures. Thank you for all your messages and positive reviews over the years. Please keep them coming. They are the reason we are still in this together right this very second. And if you're new here, like I said, this might be a strange time to be new here, but welcome to my show. Please enjoy 100 episodes of The Budget Minded Traveler and look forward to jump with me. All right. Cheers again, you guys. Thank you so much for being here. And here's to moving forward into the hundreds and into jump.